Man, what's up?
But I do think, since we haven't been in the room in a minute, I think it's time. I think we got to do like a check-in with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like transparency moment. As far as like where you at mentally.
Why are you smiling like that? See, that's the thing.
Bro. What? What happened?
What the fuck going on?
I'm just smiling. I'm happy to be here.
I feel like this episode going to be some shit, huh?
Yes, as far as I know, I
might have
been
something too. Well, she was smiling. Well, I mean,
I'm just happy to be here.
I am too. I miss y'all.
I'm glad you healthy, dog.
I've been healthy. I was good.
Hey, he wasn't healthy, but I mean, COVID.
Listen to me.
Talk about that experience, dog.
What you mean? It's the fucking second time I had it. The first time it was horrible.
You told me three.
Oh yeah, three times.
God damn.
Now, the first time I had it, when we didn't even know what COVID was.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was sick as shit. That was like 2 years ago.
No, wait. You remember that time? It was last summer. We knew about it since.
No, this was the first time I think I caught it was New Year's. I didn't even go out. I don't know if you remember. I didn't even go out New Year's Eve.
Going into 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was sick as a fucking, oh my Jesus. I was sick.
But you decided you was just sick.
Yeah, but I think I caught that shit in the airport because that was around the time I went to Chicago. Mm. When I came back, I was sick as hell.
And then the second time.
I went to LA.
Okay.
And you were saying you were sick as shit that time too.
I was sick as fuck that time.
And the third time was asymptomatic.
Yeah, third time I ain't feel nothing. I ain't know I had it. I didn't know until my girlfriend. She was feeling bad. So when she started feeling bad, she got tested and her shit came back positive. And then I went and got tested and I came back positive.
Well, Rudy, you my dog. You know what I'm saying? Been dog for a long time. You know what I mean? Very long time. I'm not saying it's the end. But I've never been a guy to tell people to go get vaxxed or don't get vaxxed. I'm not that guy.
Let's not even talk about this shit.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
This whole COVID shit be like pissing me off. And the reason why I say that is because everybody has their own thought process and the things that they want to do. And if a nigga don't want to do it, nigga, if you get vaccinated, that protects you, nobody else.
Well, it protects my son too.
But how?
Because the whole point of the vaccine to get the shot is to prevent you from going and getting sick and dying.
That's a damn lie.
I'm gonna tell you a story. My brother just lost a friend 2 weeks ago to COVID. Okay. He didn't get vaccinated.
Okay.
Like I said, everybody's body's different.
But it's a lot of people that's getting vaccinated is dying too. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. It's other
Monday shook his head.
I mean,
yes, they are, bro.
It's possible to die, but your chances are smaller.
I'm just saying because I could tell you this because you my dog. I'm just saying when you get it three times, conspiracy theories are out the window, my brother. Like it's to a point where it's like, all right, I gotta protect everybody.
I don't think he's not getting it.
Florida man Clark Allen dies of COVID due to vaccination.
We're saying it's.
Well, vaccinated man dies in Florida. Daughter shares the anger and urge.
Wait, is it due to the vaccination? Yes. Or is it due to COVID?
Fully vaccinated man dies of COVID in West Virginia.
That doesn't mean it was due to the vaccination, though.
But what I'm saying is you can die if you have the vaccine.
Of course.
No, you can die either way.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, when I caught it, nigga, I got the antibodies.
But it goes away quick. It goes out. That's why you got
you don't have the antibodies for life, obviously.
You don't have to. What I'm saying is, and this is, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm done with this conversation because I don't like motherfuckers. We start having these conversations now, motherfuckers angry and shit like that.
Oh, we can get angry.
No, I'm with you, but I know how this shit can go. Politics, I hate talking about this shit.
Oh, for me, it's not even political.
Yeah, it's not political.
I mean, whether you want to believe it or not, it is political in a lot of ways.
Not for me, it's not.
See, that's why I'm saying I don't want to have this conversation because I fuck with you one day. I really do. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't the fact that what you're saying is how the energy that you give. So, what I'm saying is everybody has a choice. Me personally, I don't have it just because, A, it hasn't been passed through the FDA, and B, I don't know, like, it's a lot of things I want to see before this shit happens, because, like I said, I know some people who was vaccinated and died. I know some motherfuckers who wasn't vaccinated and died. I believe in the higher power, and I'm not going to put no shit in my body that I don't know what the fuck it is at the end of the day. And if y'all not approving it, why the fuck should I approve it? That's all I'm saying.
That's real.
So, when it comes to the vaccination, I haven't made my decision on doing it. Am I throwing that shit out the window? No, I'm not. I'm just saying, nigga, this is my motherfucking body.
I'm going to ask you a question.
So let me do what the fuck I want to.
So, if you get it, if you, knock on wood, pray to God you don't. If you get it a fourth time, pray to God you don't. Would you still have that same thinking of like, all right, I'm not going to get it? Or it's like, damn, nigga, it's the fourth time. Nigga, I'm on my fourth.
Like I told you, I don't know, bro. And the reason why I say that is because I don't have enough information for me to say I'm going to put this in my body. I don't know what the fuck they got going on.
Well, I could at least admit for myself, I just got done taking my second shot.
Congratulations, bro.
And the first, that night.
I only have one. I get my second. Yeah, on the
29th. Okay. And then I can't even get vaccinated yet. I gotta wait 3 months.
For real?
Yeah.
3 months.
If you catch COVID, yeah, you can't can't automatically get it right after. You gotta wait till
But I mean,
more information about it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like
damn near almost Christmas and Thanksgiving time.
You know what I'm saying? And then like with Shimmy not getting the motherfucker. She like, man, fuck that vaccine because it's a lot of bullshit, which I understand to a lot of extents. But for me, in general, I'm not ruling it out, and I'm not saying that I am going to get it. And the reason why I say it, I don't have enough information. I'm not the type of person that's going to put shit in my body just because y'all niggas telling me to put this shit in my body.
Yeah, well, I know the reason.
Niggas, to be honest with you, and I'm going to keep it real with you, I went to the, when Shimmy was sick, we went to the hospital because she was feeling that bad, and a lot of shit was her mentally. She was fucked up mentally.
She was psyching herself up.
Exactly, like.
Super
the media does that shit to you.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas is dying. Niggas is dying.
You can make
And niggas may be dying and niggas may not be dying. But when I went in there, the nurse was like, are you vaccinated? We was like, nah. She was like, don't get it.
Everybody's on the fence with it.
No. If a nurse sits here and tells
me. Yeah, but some
nurses. But then you have nurses saying
to
get it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
So you can't just listen to one person.
Can I explain myself?
I know nurses feel the same way, too.
So it's on the fence.
Can I please explain myself? I got you. Because y'all saying shit and you going off of opinions and shit like that. This lady just saying, told me, don't get the damn vaccination.
Yeah.
She's saying that the media is telling you that it's bad. I work here. I know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what we said too. There's nurses that say the same thing. That say,
so that's what I'm saying. So like when it comes to this vaccination shit, if you chose to say fuck it, I'm gonna go ahead and get the vaccination. Cool, but don't push that shit on people, bro. If a motherfucker gonna do it, they gonna do it. If they not, they not. My mama is vaccinated. My brother is vaccinated. A lot of my people is all my homeboys is vaccinated. Well, some of my homeboys are vaccinated. And a lot of my homeboys and homegirls and family ain't vaccinated.
Just say about it's 50-50.
Yeah. So, like, who gives a fuck at this point? Like, if a motherfucker don't want to get vaccinated, stop pushing it.
I'm not pushing it. I just know if you didn't get COVID, I would have been like, all right, you know, we ain't going to have this conversation.
Everybody that had it by now, bro. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
I think so.
Because everybody has had that fucking virus, bro.
It depends on the level of it.
What are you talking about?
Because not everybody could be real sick. Some people might be asymptomatic.
But it's not about the level. It's about how your body.
It depends how your body is.
Yeah, it's not about the level.
Quote unquote, I've had it two and impossible. And I'm good. The only thing it did to me was fuck up my mental. That's it.
You said you was real sick, though.
The first time. What?
The first two.
One and impossible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I was fucked up mentally because, shit, you in the house. It's a mental thing, bro. Now, if you got underlying...
You is locked in.
Bro, I was in a fucking a house about this size, bro. And I'm in this bitch by myself.
Yeah.
And my dad had just died. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I was going through a whole bunch of shit. So, mentally, I was fucked up. I'm in this fucking house for 2 weeks straight by myself. I can't touch nobody. I can't say hi to nobody. Nothing.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get it until my mom came in the room one day. Because I didn't know she got vaccinated. So she came in the room. She was like, Akil, please. Okay. I was on the phone. I said, I ain't getting this vaccine. I was like, I ain't getting no vaccine. But then my mom was like, you know what? go get it. I'm vaccinated. I'm 68. I'm vaccinated. Just do it for your son. I don't want anything to take no chance and no rest. You know what? Mama knows best. Is she going to tell me to get, I'm in this house. This her crib. Let me go get vaccinated. So I was like, damn, I'm get vaccinated. So I was like, all right, go get it. First time it was cool. Second time, first night I caught, you know, chills a little bit. In the beginning, I took Tylenol. I had a little bit of aches in my back. Wednesday, I'm straight. I'm Gucci. You know what I'm saying? So I was on the fence. I wasn't going to get it. But
I remember you was like, nah.
Yeah, mama, but you know what I'm saying? Mama knows best. I can't go against my mom.
See, my mom been on my ass about getting that damn thing.
My parents were on my ass, too.
You know what? My mom got it before me, too.
She Yeah. Because you know why? Because the majority of older people, they watch the news. Yeah. Our news on social media is like on the fence, but they get that all the time. So my mom got in that media, that's was true. Like, you know what? I gotta go get it. She was on the fence saying, I'm not gonna get it. But she kept hearing about the Delta. So that's what happened. That Delta, like I talked about the theory. When they push that Delta, they trying to get that 60%, 70%.
Man, listen,
it
to pushes me.
To people. So everybody's on the fence.
You gotta, man, look, when you look at the media, you gotta understand there's always some kind of, they trying to do something.
It's a narrative.
It's a narrative at all times.
Money.
Bro, so they go, their thing is to put fear into your motherfucking mind. Think of when 9/11 happened. They played that shit over and over and over and over.
That's your math for a lot of people.
Over and over. But I want you to, what did it do? It wasn't to make you aware. What the fuck can we do? We all the way over here. Yo, I'm in Houston, fucking Texas.
All we can do is stay at home.
Fear. I'm going to put fear into your body. So now niggas go by these. Who's what's the first thing you do when you see some shit like, let me go get some guns? Yep. Who's getting profit off of that shit? The fucking United States of America. So when it comes to this COVID shit, yeah, niggas. And if let's keep it real, if they really wanted to make sure niggas was not dying and shit like that, shut this bitch down.
But then that ruins the economy.
What do you, man? What? Bro, we print our own fucking money, bro.
Huh?
Money over, bro, we print our own money. We print our own money. Economy, what? Now that's an excuse, my nigga. You can sit here and say, hey, don't pay rent, none of that shit. Don't pay rent, don't pay none of this shit. We shutting this bitch down until all this shit is over with. If we keep it real, they really can't even fuck about our health and shit like that. When they shut it down the first time, they would have kept this bitch shut down for as long as possible. But what the fuck was happening?
So do you?
Hold on. What was happening? What was happening when they shut this bitch down the first time? Niggas was still at the fucking club. And you think they wasn't a lot? Do we need to pull up footage of niggas at fucking Spire?
That was after.
It was no,
after.
That was during, bro.
No.
No. So in the beginning of the lockdown, they had it, but then April, we were the first ones.
Oh, yeah, we opened before anybody.
Listen to me, dog. In real, I know y'all think you know what you know. During that fucking lockdown, they were still doing club shit everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It was still going down even when we were on lockdown. When they did decide to open it up, it was, nigga, Turkey Leg Hut was jumping.
Yeah, we shut down on St. Patrick's Day.
We shut down for a week.
Yes, I'm saying for a week and a half, it was like, okay, shut down. But then after that, it was a...
Man, that bitch was jumping.
Yeah.
It wasn't even slow. I used to live right behind Turkey Leg Hood. That bitch was jumping every fucking day. So you can't tell me about y'all niggas giving a fuck about our health. What? Now is a fuck about our health because of damn shot?
Yeah, you know why? Though? Look who's our governor.
Okay, then that should tell. Okay,
yeah.
Let's be real. If you know you can catch the shit, vaccinated or unvaccinated, why, when we know exactly what needs to be done in order for this shit to go away, we can't do it? And y'all coming here talking about this fucking shot?
No, because the reason why Texas was open, because the same governor Abbott is the same guy that tried to blame everybody else when the winter storm happened. We was looking like 1920s when the winter storm came, and it wasn't even a bunch of snow to make Texas be on a blackout. So it was like,
what do you think will make COVID go away?
Sit your ass at home.
Okay, so you think it's never gonna go away then?
No, it's never gonna go away.
That's never gonna go away. It's a weapon. It's
like the flu. So if you say it, but what's happening? No, it's not.
Do you think it's forever gonna be a pandemic?
Bro, you'll catch the flu like once every few years, right?
Mm-hmm. I've never had the flu.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah, I never had the flu either.
Y'all lucky.
My nigga, with this shit, you just sit next to a nigga. You got it.
Yeah.
You ain't got the flu and you ain't got shit. Like, you can't catch the flu and be asymptomatic. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
If you catch the flu, you're sneezing.
I never heard asymptomatic until COVID happened.
That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. My nigga, if we really want to get rid of this shit, everybody go home.
Well, I'm going to say my last point on this. I'm going to say my last point. Because this COVID virus is never going away. It's a weapon. It's a weapon that I believe that Russia and China is behind. Because look at Russia and China. Well, I believe they're behind it. I heard this theory a few times because look at this COVID. If we're debating about vaccines and talking about I'm going to get vax, I'm not going to get vax. It's a weapon. It's a weapon that they use, and that's what's going on in America. That's why you look at China and Russia numbers. Where are they at compared to America? Why America is going through this a lot? Why is India, who's got the most population? I believe it's a weapon. Because if we're debating and arguing, if we got to put this in the same conversation with politics and religion, we can't touch on vaccines and who's going to get vaccinated. Man, hell, it's a weapon because it's getting people to be convinced to get it or not. So that's the whole issue with the whole thing.
I think you in the right area, but I don't think it's them two.
I believe it is.
It's North Korea. If y'all don't remember, I want to say like 2019, North Korea said, hey, at the top of the year, we got something for you. I think I could pull it up.
There was something going on.
North Korea said, hey, the U.S., we have a surprise for you at the top of the year. What happened? Everybody started catching COVID.
Yo, dog, I remember my dad before he passed, bro. 2014. I remember.
Something was going on with North Korea. I can't remember what
North Korea said that shit. I'll never forget that shit because I was like, man, what the fuck? And then when COVID came around, I said, oh, that's what they were talking about.
Well, because did Trump say something to them or do something to them? It was something that happened, bro.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something back in 2010. My mom. But my mom always burned this story up. She always be walking around the house like, my dad, your dad said, your dad predicted. My dad back in 2010 said, the next attack on America is not going to be a terror attack when they blow up your building. And he said it's going to be something that America cannot get away with. I didn't know what he was talking about, it was just crazy.
I'm sorry. North Korea, amid breakdown in nuclear talks, North Korea threatens U.S. with Christmas gift. This is December 3rd, 2019.
And people was catching it around that time. People,
and I want you to think about this. In North Korea, the motherfuckers catching them, they killing them. Any person that catch COVID out there, they knocking them off.
But that was in a Netflix movie.
Though we're not gonna get away with this shit. I mean,
I can't remember what it was, but like they were literally like somebody would catch it and they would like burn their house down. Like,
yeah, they killing niggas. You catch COVID because it wasn't for them.
They would tie them up and burn them. I'm telling you, bro. Can't remember the name of the movie, bro.
And I'm not trying to be on no conspiracy theory shit. I just feel like the media is playing mind games with people.
It's kind
of
make
motherfuckers get fearful and make people not want to live. Like, it's a lot of people, like, our parents don't want to go outside, bro.
No.
And this shit may not be as bad as they're saying it, because if you notice, they playing with the numbers like a motherfucker.
I still don't think the medical field out here in America still don't know what the hell it is.
Hell no.
Because this was bad, bro. Like, this, we're going to have this mindset forever, bro. Like, it's going to be like, hey, you the vaccine, not vax.
This shit's normal.
Oh, you vax? I can't fuck with you.
In it,
you know what I'm saying?
But I don't have that mindset. The only reason why I told you that Monday is because I don't want us to have to. Because you like, nigga, shit. And I'm like, it ain't the fact that you saying what you saying because I agree with you. But don't come at me with that energy, dog. But I feel you, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I'm saying, like. Bro, if a nigga vaccinated, like, it's cool, bro. You have your right to be vaccinated. Oh, yeah, but if somebody ain't vaccinated...
So I thought Monday said it regular. I ain't know how he said it.
Hell nah. He know what I'm talking about. He know what the fuck. That nigga Monday was like...
That's because he was telling me that it was like, nah, actually it is plug. And I was like, nah, not for me, it's not. But it didn't... It's still not political for me, but...
It is political. Whether you know it or not, it is.
Whether I get you saying
it is, because at the end of the day, if somebody come in here and they say they're not vaccinated, it's damn near, to have COVID is like you got AIDS at this point, bro. If we just keeping it real, when I told y'all I had COVID, y'all didn't be like, oh, nigga could have gave the dog COVID. Like,
no, we were saying when you just got it, we can't be around.
Yeah, we can't be around you. Yeah,
I'm with you. But that's why I took the precautions that I did.
Yeah.
Time. But that's me being mindful. But like, you go into any other circle, motherfuckers you don't know, be like, nigga, you got COVID.
I had COVID.
Bitch, you might have COVID right now. Don't even know it. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Shit like that, and I feel like people, like, that's fucking with people's mental, bro. Like,
it is.
That fucks with people's mental. My girl was upstairs, like, she didn't want to be around people at all. Because you tell somebody you got COVID.
Told your ass to wear a mask. Told you to wear a condom. Like.
Oh, AIDS.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Told you wear a condom. I told you you wouldn't caught that shit.
Like, bro, nigga, you can catch the shit while wearing a mask. It's not like.
Yeah, the mask is not
the. This is the new norm, bro. So if a nigga don't want to get vaccinated, okay.
Yeah, look at Monday. He got a mask partially on.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. I keep it on touch, man.
He said,
but y'all, man, just don't like treat people like human beings, bro. Don't let this shit like fuck with people, bro.
Nah,
because it's fucked up. I ain't gonna lie to you, it's really fucked up. That COVID shit is really fucked up, and it's not the disease, it's just the media.
It's more mental than a lot of things.
I think that's why people dying. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't think it's really.
It was for some people that was committing suicide. Yeah. Like, got COVID because they couldn't go outside. Like,
that shit will fuck. Bro, you're in a prison, bro. You're in a mental prison. You're sick already.
Yep.
And people don't even want to. Like, even when Shimmy did have COVID, I used to still go up there. I put my mask on and everything. Just because I didn't want her to feel like I felt. Like, I was fucked up. I was talking to myself and all kind of shit.
Yeah,
like for real.
My homie probably in the hotel. He traveled down here and got end up getting in the hotel. He ended up having to be in the hotel for like 12 days.
Bro, that was like, and I know he was fucked up.
Yeah, when he got out, he was like, "Bro, what y'all trying to do?"
Bro, for real, you feel like you in prison, bro.
That was when we went to Prospect, bro. After when he got here, hey man, y'all trying to go to Prospect or something? Man, I got one more day out here. Yeah, man.
You feel like you in prison.
So I'm gonna ask this question: then. Let's say you stuck in the crib the rest of your life. You're going to listen to these 5 albums the rest of your life.
What a way to flip that.
That's great, right? That's journalism. I learned this shit in school. But shout out to Theo. But nah, so basically 5 albums the rest of your life. Let's say you got COVID, nigga. You stuck in the crib. You only got, hey, these are 5 albums. No matter what genre, no matter who performs and what artist, the rest of your life. Now, if you want me to go first, I provide mine. Mine has context with mine, so I have like a story behind each one. You know what I'm saying? So basically for me, as a kid, like I said, so far, mine's not going to be just all rap, not all R&B, none of that. So me, one of the albums is Cusco Apparemic 2. Came out in 1994. It's an album that I first heard when I was a kid. Cause my dad always jammed this shit in the crib. Cusco Apparemic 2. It's not rap, it's not R&B. It's like instrumentals, but it's like alternative, like upbeat kind of a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Is Cusco the name of the group?
Nah, it's a single artist that, you know, man.
Oh, okay. The yeah. Single artist and name was
Cusco. That's okay. The name of the album is Apparemic 2.
Okay. So I just did that for the camera so people know.
Oh, yeah. So basically.
Yeah, because I had no idea.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, I used to just hear music all the time. My dad was playing. I'm like, who is he playing? Like, okay. Just kept it in my mind, and then especially after he died, that shit just kept. I stayed in my phone, just listen. I listened to that album at least once every 3 to 6 months or whatever. You know, good ass music just to listen to. Another one is Michael Jackson Bad. That was the first. That was one of the first. Man, I heard Michael Jackson when I was a baby, so then Bad to me up and down is one of my. It's probably one of my favorite albums. It's not my favorite album, ever. Another one is Machine Drum. The name of the album is Doors. Machine Drum. How I found out Machine Drum playing Grand Theft Auto 5. If y'all play Grand Theft Auto 5 and y'all put on in the car Fly Low FM and it's just playing like number like instrumentals and like beats, I'm like, damn, who is this? Machine Drum. It was a song called She Died There. So I'm listening to Machine Drum. So I get my shit from like video games where I'm at. I just like music, period, right? So that's another album. Another album for me. It's Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 99 Eternal. That album is funny as hell how I found out about Bone Thugs, nigga. So basically, I always, in this old house, there was a CD laying around. I never touched it. Never touched this CD until one day in seventh grade. I said, you know what? let me just pick up the CD and put it in the still had the boom box.
Still had that shit, put the CD in there. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck is this?
Bone Thugs and Harmony. Didn't even know the whole time. Been laying on that ground for years. Didn't even touch it.
So I've just been listening to Bone Thugs. So that's another album. The fifth album is hard. Because I was going back and forth with this one.
I was either trying to go old school with this or should I go current? Because if I go current, I'm going J. Cole 2014 Forest Hill Drive. But I'm going to just go with that one. Because top to bottom, even though I love Kendrick Lamar, but something about 2014 Forest Hill Drive for me just resonates. And it's like I still jam that album all the time. So I think those are five albums I go with. Cool Scott, Remix 2, Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 99 Eternal, Machine Drum, Doors, and J. Cole 2014 Forest Hill Drive. Just to put it in context.
Okay. You want to go?
No, you go.
Lauren ain't got her five. God damn it, that's why.
Is this an original topic?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lauren didn't do her studying.
Can I do artists?
Albums, man.
Okay, go.
My first would probably be Joe Sample and Layla Hathaway. The song Lives On. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. It's a jazz album. Layla Hathaway is probably had one of the most beautiful voices of all time. Very underrated. But yeah, and Joe Sample, he's a jazz artist. Rest in peace. If you ever heard, he's from Houston. He went to TSU.
What's his name?
Joe Sample. If you ever heard, I'm sure y'all heard "Dear Mama."
Yeah.
They sampled him.
Ooh.
So yeah,
that's dope.
Rest in peace, Joe Sample. It's one of my favorite jazz artists. Listen to the song "Lives On." I'm telling you. Yeah, it's amazing. My number two would probably be "My Life" by Mary J. Blige. One of my favorite albums of all time. That was when Mary was in her bag. JoJo was on her ass.
Yep.
But I love "My Life," but like that's like classic. My third one would be "Reasonable Doubt," of course.
I knew you were gonna put that in there.
You know, gotta put "Hoes," one of the greatest albums of all time. My fourth would probably be Marvin Gaye, "I Want You." If y'all ain't never heard that,
it's funny because it's like albums like that, and then a Stevie Wonder album.
Yeah,
it's like you know song, but you don't know like
go listen top to the bottom. Song.
Yeah,
no, the whole album, the entire album. Yeah, it's one of them.
I'm gonna listen to it.
And then my fifth, my fifth album would probably be, it's between, y'all gonna hate me for this too. It's between Carter One, because Carter One is my favorite Carter. Carter One and between Carter One and Confessions.
Usher.
Yeah.
Carter One, I mean, that's one of the albums that the older you get,
the more you appreciate
it. Yeah, because when you were young, when it came out, Carter Three was like, oh my God, Lollipop.
Yeah.
A million.
No, nigga. Carter 1 ain't...
No, it's about Carter 3 when we was kids.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, shit. But then you get older, it's like, maybe Carter 2 is better. Carter 1
was my favorite. Carter, period. Like, nigga.
But 3 was still a
classic. That was like Hunger at its best. Hunger at its finest. Like, nigga, you could feel every single bar. Damn, but it's hard. Because Carter 1 and then the Confessions, like, Confessions was just classic. Like, every song was just, oh my God. But then I got American Gangster.
Jay-Z.
What are we on, 7?
Damn, which one would I rather listen to? I'd probably go with Confessions.
Yeah.
I'd go with Confessions. Confessions, like, bro, that was just, like, the hype. Like, you can't go wrong with Confessions.
I remember that shit as a kid.
You can't go wrong with Confessions. Yeah, I go with Confessions.
And then, Lauren, just pick out one.
I got mine.
Because, you know, it's not really hard. Cause at first, when I thought the idea, it wasn't. I had a conversation with one of my homies about that shit. And I was like, damn, like, you know. That because it's something not hard to think, like, man, I grew up listening to this album type shit. And it's just,
but mine are, like, newer. Mine are, like, what I grew up listening to.
So, who the five?
So, Trilogy by The Weeknd. Because I love the old Weeknd. I don't like the new Weeknd.
You know what? That's how I was. Nah, never mind.
What?
Because I was going to put a Weeknd album in there. It was honorable mention.
So, yeah, hold on. Y'all fuck with The Weeknd.
Hell yeah.
The old Weeknd. I don't like the new Weeknd.
I get.
I heard somebody say that he's better than Michael Jackson.
Well, he ain't better than Michael Jackson. But when I first heard him on Echoes of Silence, I said, damn, he sounds, his sounds, I could tell he is inspired by Mike. But he's not better than, nobody's better than Mike.
He's definitely inspired by him.
Nah, nobody's better than Michael Jackson.
I've never been like a diehard Weeknd. Like, I low key got on The Weeknd late. Like, I listened to House of Balloons, like,
three years
after it came out. I'm like,
three years after it came out.
Dog, I'm going to tell you something, though.
I was just like, college listening.
Because his first official album wasn't the trilogy, that was just the compilation.
Hold up. Say that again.
Compilation.
No, nigga.
That's not how you say it.
He said it, yeah. Compilation.
That's for the people that didn't understand that word. But no, his first official album was Kissland. Kissland was actually a good ass album, top to bottom.
Never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
Kissland.
That was his first official album.
I didn't listen to that. I listened to House of Balloons. It was like the trilogy. Yeah, the trilogy. It had all three of the albums.
Yeah, Thursday, House of Balloons, Echoes of Silence. But no, like, Kissland was his first one, like his first real. You heard the song he had with Drake. This the shit that I live for. This the shit that I live for. It was like a big hit that time in 2013. But that's his first official album. You would like that album. You would. Oh, my goodness.
I had to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. So what's your
I just mind? Never been a Weeknd fan. Like,
that's my dog. It was a debate about him or Frank Ocean. I said, fuck that. Nigga, Weeknd better than Frank Ocean.
Oh, you're wild.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't
you're
wild.
You're wild. Ocean Orange? I mean.
Ocean Orange, yeah. But
Trilogy?
Nostalgia?
But I don't like the old. I mean, the new Weeknd. Like,
nostalgia?
Oh, nostalgia. No, that was good. But I'll just prefer. I'm not
nigga, saying. Nigga, Novocaine. Baby.
So, who your five?
You just gay. That's
four,
all.
Four. Beyonce.
Beyonce what?
The album.
Oh, the album. Okay.
Nigga.
Diary of Alicia Keys.
Oh, that was a great album.
What's the context behind
that? Diary wasn't on that one, was it?
Yeah.
You got any context?
I mean, these are just my favorite artists.
I want to.
It sounded a little better than that, though.
Fuck you.
These aren't my favorite artists. These are just the albums that I enjoyed from beginning to end.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we ask.
Perfect 10, DJ Mustard.
No ratchet shit. But we fuck with
it, though. Not ratchet.
I was just fucking with you.
As long as
you know, I was just hearing Alicia Keys, Beyonce, then I heard that.
As long as it wasn't the Khaled album.
And Victory Lap, Nipsey Hussle. Okay. Because it's motivational.
It is. It is very, very motivational. I working out before he passed, listened to the first song, Victory Lap. It's like, damn. I can hear that in Creed 3 when Michael B. Jordan's probably working out, he playing Victory Lap. And then I can tell, you know, towards the end, when she's singing, he's like probably pushing towards the end and trying to get that last pump of the bench press.
Hey, you a dramatic shit.
I am, dog. I could imagine that, though. He working out to that song, the whole song. You know what I mean? I'm prolific. So getting it. She's singing. Man, Stacey Barth killed that shit. She killed that shit. Listen to that song where she named Nipsey called Mercy. Oh, my God. Slauson Boy 2 album. I'm not going to lie. I went back and listened to Nipsey after he passed. I'm like, okay,
I like this. I could have been jammed this man before he passed.
I hadn't listened to him before he died.
I had listened to him.
Yeah.
Well, when victory
lap. Damn, this topic boring you?
Huh?
This topic boring you?
Right.
Nah.
Dang, he come back and yawn on this, dog?
Well, shit, man. Let's get to the next shit, man.
Damn. Nah, you know, it's that beer. That's what he's drinking.
Nah, nigga, we stagnant.
No, we ain't. Yes, we just got on the topic.
Let's get to some shit.
Are you trying to get messy?
Yeah, see, to be real, we have been on 5 albums from almost a whole clip.
Really?
But yeah. We was on COVID for like 10
clips. Yeah, we was on COVID
for like
10, 15.
That was exciting.
Nah, that was one clip. COVID was basically.
It was
one in there, went into this one, but.
Yeah, because I only talked about mine for like 4 minutes, and then he went, and then she went.
Yeah, you went for a minute, though. When you went to. You know, I was sitting on the swing, and I found this motherfucking out. And I was like.
I was trying to get topics for the people. I ain't wanted to lead the
that
people.
That nigga said, man, I was on Grand Theft Auto.
Hell yeah! Because you got to think
Liberty
about it.
Liberty City.
But you got to think about it, though. Who
I got to the car wash. I had 5 stars and Soul came on.
They was chasing me.
But you got to think about it. Who all know who Machine Drunk is? So you got
to
be like, okay,
who's
Machine
the
Drunk?
The whole point is to get motherfuckers to go and listen to him.
Exactly.
I'm fucking with you. But you
I know you is.
Forever.
We ain't taking forever. You were talking about COVID forever.
I mean, that was exciting, wasn't it?
That's what you were talking about. But no. So you said your 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Money, you got a 5?
Excuse me.
You got no 5?
And why does... Never mind.
So
I
got on LeBron shirt that you about to
add? Nah, but why does it say Rookie of the Year? That's a Lakers shirt.
I don't know, bro.
That's some wild shit. See, they be pulling some bullshit with LeBron, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Actually, I think it say something on the back. You know, it say on the back. It say something on the back.
You just got it because it was Lakers, huh?
He got it because he like LeBron, like
actually,
me. I feel him.
Actually, my homie was—he did a shoe raffle, and he hit. You had to buy something out the store, and I just grabbed a shirt. I was like, "Oh, man, okay,
it's
cool."
It's all you know what? I know what really want to talk about. You want to talk about the band of OnlyFans, don't you? Of 6.
That would be.
That is your. That's you waiting on.
That's actually funny as fuck.
That's you waiting on.
Nah, we can hold that on.
No, we can talk about it now.
Nah, because we got other shit I want to talk about.
All right, which one you want to touch on?
No,
you want to check in? Check
no,
in.
I was just saying, nigga, come on.
Well, let's check in mentally. Then. Let's
jump in to the next topic now because this is the third clip. Here we go, third clip.
All right, bet. Let's do a mental check in at least though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro, don't take it as I was saying. No,
nah, real
really
talk.
Fucking around.
Nah, I really want to do that first, but we ain't do it first.
He did mention it.
I did.
Yeah,
well,
nah, shit. Let's do it.
I do think it's. When it comes to transparency, I think we do need to check in, like, mentally, because there's a lot of things that people don't, you know, typically. I've been told before in the past to talk about mental health on a podcast,
mm-hmm.
and I never really just talked about
it. I agree, man.
I'm
going
to get a therapist on here one day, to be real.
Facts. I think Lauren really needs it.
Let's tap on that. Explain.
I think Lauren really needs it.
There we
Why?
Go. Let's go. I'm going to sit back on
I
this
I don't think
one.
I need a therapist. I think I need a life coach.
It's the same thing.
How?
They both sit back and you explain your problems. You open up to them. They both coach you. So why you think Lauren needs one?
Yeah.
I think you need one because I think there's some... I think there's some shit stirring up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That you don't really get to express.
He's on to something.
Me?
Yeah.
My shit?
Nah, nigga. You.
I don't think I have any shit.
Nah, not like secrets and no shit like that. I just feel like I don't think that you get to express yourself enough.
Mm.
Or you feel comfortable expressing yourself.
I'm a Capricorn.
I am too.
You are.
What the fuck that's supposed to mean?
Wait, are you a December Capricorn?
Yes.
Man, that's what why. The hell I got to do with
because
that? Because I'm a Capricorns. I'm on the cusp.
Well, I'm a Sag Capricorns.
Capricorns. I mean, we don't really do all that.
So Lauren needs a life.
My mom's a Capricorn.
Well, I don't. I'm
so is it true that's what he's saying though?
I mean.
That actually proved that shit.
I've actually been like depressed. And nobody knew, because I didn't talk about it.
I can tell.
You didn't even know me me.
No, I can tell that you.
No, no, no,
I'm saying I can tell that you. That's some shit that you do. I'm a cap too, so like also, if I'm depressed, same shit. I just hide it good.
And also, I think it's because of the way I was raised. I'm an only child, so I always felt like I had to do it myself. Get through things myself. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Because like growing up as a child, you don't always want to tell your parents everything, right?
Facts.
I didn't have no siblings, so I felt like I had to get through it myself. So when I was an adult and I was like actually depressed, I would literally just sit there in my room and deal with it myself. Well, and nobody knew.
But that's not healthy.
Looking back on it, it's not. But also, I think it made me a stronger person.
Facts, but you don't have to. You're the type of person that I feel like, just even by how I see how you maneuver, I think that you strong for other individuals in a lot of ways. And you may not even know that. Like, you're strong for other people when they need you. But a lot of times we forget, like, when we need somebody to be strong for us, no one's around. And that could take a toll on you, whether you know it or not.
Because when I was depressed, I knew my parents were always there. If I needed to call them, they would always answer. My best friends, they would always be there for me. But I didn't. I felt like I was putting my problems on them, and I didn't want that.
But that's where the problem is. Because it's not that. And we should always have somebody we can talk to about whatever issues that we have. Because believe it or not, it's certain shit that you would not dare tell your parents. Is some shit that I'm sure you wouldn't tell your homegirls.
I tell my mom everything now.
Everything.
I tell my mom.
I mean, that's everything. A good thing, but they don't. I still think.
But back then, I felt like I couldn't.
But I still think you need
a therapist.
Yeah, I think bro, I really feel like we all do. But I'm really saying you in general because.
Why?
I don't know.
It's
your aura.
This is what I was saying.
Damn, nigga.
Oh, my bad. I was trying. I thought you was done. My bad. Keep going. My bad. I ain't know. I thought it was like the perfect end. I just come in. Right. So I was going to say something, too. I thought it was like going towards the end.
Go ahead. I'm fucking with you.
No, I was just saying, talking to you every day, the one thing I will say, because a lot of things she think I'm saying be bullshit. So I'm going to tell you about me and Lauren. I talked to her.
Can we have BC years, too?
No, I'm dead ass serious. Because a lot of things I think with you, you're making me laugh, but I'm trying to say some real shit. Because I think a lot of things when it comes to you, it's never, like when Rudy was explaining about his situation, what I noticed was that it wasn't never, you're right. It's always, But then if it happens, it's, you're right. Example, when I talk to you about shit, you think I'm just hating, I'm jealous, or I keep bashing. I'm like, no, I'm looking out as much shit that we could talk about each other, we could have that chemistry, because if it was that big of an issue, we wouldn't be friends, we wouldn't be hanging out.
Yeah.
So for me to say the things I say, it's always you're getting you jealous. I'm like, no, all right.
Nah, but then, you do be saying some jealous shit though.
But no, but when it comes back to it. No, but when it comes but when it comes back to it, it's a all right, it happened, you right. So all I'm saying that's all I'm saying. When Rudy explained to what he was saying to you, it was never like, you might be right. It's always So that's all I'm going
to
say.
Because you so damn strong-minded that you like, I'm not even paying attention to this shit.
You think until you know a lot of...
I'm telling you this because I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way. It used to be shit that be going on with me that I didn't even pay attention to until I sat down and like, damn, I did that shit? Oh, shit. I'm fucked up for that. Or I would just be like, damn, why I feel like this? I need to talk to somebody about something. But I can't talk to you niggas because I don't know how y'all going to look at me when I say this shit. You see what I'm saying?
But look at it right now, though.
And you a woman. And I feel like every woman needs a fucking shrink just to keep it real with you. Every woman needs a therapist because y'all niggas go through so much shit. And a lot of that shit I don't think that y'all express or y'all know how to express. Like, we've had conversations about shit as a team. I ain't going to say it, but... It's been some shit that was like, damn, I wish you didn't have to go through that shit. And I know you probably feel the same way. Like, man, that's some fucked up shit. But I'm going to keep it pushing.
Well, no, because I've been through some fucked up shit. But I feel like since I have, like, I was in a relationship. And I went through some fucked up shit in that relationship. And that's what brought me to my depression. right? Mm-hmm. So I was down. I was at my lowest ever. But then I feel like because I brought myself out of it, I look back on it and I'm like, damn, I went through all that and I got myself out of it. Whatever is in front of me, it's not going to
But are you 100% out of it?
Yeah.
Mentally. Not physically, mentally. Because believe it or
what
not.
What does that mean, though? Because I hate when people say, like, because I do bring it up time to time. But it's because I can't forget it because I've gone through it. But I'm over it. I'm past it. I don't have any anger towards that person.
But no, it's not towards. It still affected you in some kind of way.
Yeah, it's made me look at life different.
It's the power.
And relationships and men.
Okay. And it's not just men. It's not just men. Whether you know it on a regular basis, it's like if you used to get your ass whooped. Let's just say a nigga used to be, a punk ass nigga used to put his hands on you.
I've had a black eye before.
And a motherfucker might, like, I've been in situations where, like, you know how friendly I am when it comes to just people in general. I've been in situations where I, like, raise my hand and, like, hug the person and she flinched.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that, though.
I'm just saying, like, these are the examples. Like, it may not even be that. It might be when a motherfucker just say, right, like, I'm loud. Or, like, the killer's loud. We might raise our voice, like, man, you tripping. And you might, don't yell at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in situations with a girl that I was dealing with. You know what I'm saying? To where I was like, we'll be in a conversation. And you know how I get when I get to talking and shit like that. I might get a little loud. And she was like, don't yell at me. And I'm like, nigga, we was just having a conversation. And then when we got down to the middle of it, nigga used to be verbally abusive to
her. It's a trigger.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, and it may not be that serious. It might just be like, I can't stand a nigga that wear red shoes because the nigga I used to deal with used to wear red shoes. You know what I'm saying? Just these kind of examples that you may not even know that might be fucking with you. Because I've seen, you know, we've had conversations about a lot of the situations you got. And be like, she didn't think through that shit.
I know what situation you're talking about. But I think it's because y'all don't know the full story.
Well, it's not just that, though. It's just we worry about you as a friend. And you a woman. Again.
Yeah, you got to worry about me.
Yes, we
but that's
do.
See, there we go right there. Pause. Pause. Because that's the thing we always talk about. Whenever a situation, a conversation like this happens, it's always, you think it's combative. And it's not even trying to be combative. It's more so we trying to tell you some shit. And we want you to just take precaution. Because let's say, for example, me ain't gonna bring your past relationship, but when you made the trip, it was like, what the fuck?
But that's the thing. I thought about every possible thing that could go wrong.
I know, but
I still, so it wasn't like I was just like, oh, I'm just.
But guess what, though? When every day I was telling you about the shit and something happened, you came back, you called me, you was like,
not that
Akil. No, but you was like, Akil, you was right. And I said, oh, I didn't make a big, I said, oh. Okay.
I don't believe that shit.
No, she
not
actually
that
called.
Trip.
I'm talking about this nigga. I don't believe that nigga. Like, oh, I'm sure.
No, remember, when you called me, I wasn't like making a big scene. I was like, I told you, I told you something
see,
was going
that,
to.
That, see, but you got to stop this shit. And I'm going to tell you what. That puts guilt on her. You don't know how to even fix her. Instead of saying, I told you, console her. Hey, okay. What happened? Like, don't push it down. She already probably beating herself up already in the mind. Like, damn, I should have never done this shit. And you just add more fuel to the fire. Be the friend and be like, damn, what happened? Well, you know, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk to her in a way to where, you know, at least you can get her to a mindset of not beating herself up about it. And then you can crack all the jokes you want to, but you got to make sure she's good mentally. You gotta understand, like, man, she might have made a mistake out there. She might not even telling you the full story. She might just be telling you what she feel comfortable with telling you. And she already fucking with her head the whole entire time. Like, damn, I should have never did this shit. Them niggas did tell me not to come out here. And I came out here. This nigga done did exactly what they said and more. Man, I'm fucked. You know, no, she probably, you know, not saying it happened. She probably got fucking raped out there or some shit like that. And she ain't telling nobody. And you beating her up about it. already, and she already beating herself up. You don't know. Yeah. She might not be mentally. Nobody can put like this. I don't put nothing past nobody. You can be the most mentally strong motherfucker in the world, but one thing can trigger some shit and it can be over. You gotta pay attention to them things. That shit really be fucking with people.
Now let's do this. Let's do this. I'm gonna ask you first. 1 through 10, where you think you at just like mentally, like just with yourself, relationship, or just family, friends, just whatever. Like, how are you like mentally right now, 1 through 10? 10 being like, of course, like I'm very good, I'm great, I'm perfect, everything is great in my life. 1 is like, man, I'm down bad, I got the X, Y, and Z.
I would say 8. I say 8 because I'm still figuring out just living with somebody shit. Like, it's different, bro. It's not in a bad way, it's just getting used to shit. Like, when you in a relationship and y'all stay in separate spots, like, if I feel a certain type of way, I can go in my room, I mean, you know, go to my own space. If she feel a certain type of way, she can stay in her crib. When you stay with somebody, that energy just stays in it. And, like, it's more like getting to know somebody on a different level. You know what I'm saying? Like, understanding what triggers that person, understanding what, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of stuff that play a role into it. So, I'm still trying to figure that out, mostly for her and me, because, like, I'm good. Like, I'll watch TV and fucking go to fucking sleep. She not so much like that. You know what I'm saying? She got a certain level of shit that she, yeah. But career-wise, this has been the best. I'm at the best point I can be at this point. Like, everything is going on how it needs to. Mentally, I'm good.
So, 8?
Yeah, 8.
Overall with everything?
Overall, 8. I'm good. Like, I'm in a great place, bro. Like, this is probably the best I've been in a long fucking time. I'm great. Relationships good. Career good. Family good. I wish I could spend more time with my mama, but she's nigga been working.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm good. What about you?
I'm like at a 6. I'm like at a 6 mentally.
Damn, nigga.
Because in the beginning of 2021, everything was straight. I think when April 28th happened, that was the, when I missed my car up, that was the turning point. On the 28th of April, when I missed my car up, self-wreck, never had a wreck before. So I'm drinking and driving. This is people that listen and watch and all, like, drinking and driving is, that was a blessing and a curse when that happened that night. Because anything could happen. Thankfully, I didn't die. Thankfully, I didn't get arrested. Thankfully, I didn't hit nobody. Thankfully, I didn't kill nobody. Thankfully, all that. I didn't realize I missed my car until I get home. I'm literally driving from downtown all the way to the crib, 20, 25 minutes, and I'm thinking I'm just going to park in the driveway, go home, go to sleep. I'm going to the garage door. I see the front of my car. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Not knowing I hit something. Obviously, you look at the middle of the car, there's a pole, possibly. Never been in a situation before. Had to my mom woke up early in the morning. I couldn't sleep well. I think I called you. And I was like, I fucked my car up. So ever since then, I had just got this job, too, around that time. A work-from-home job. How ironic was that shit? So ever since then, it's like a struggle to pay off this car note and then go get another car. So right now, car is, so I mean, like I said, it's a blessing and a curse, because the blessing is I can focus on myself, save money.
This shit was
totaled out.
How?
Because of the value of the car versus the price to get it fixed. So I didn't know nothing about gap insurance at 22 years old, so getting a car, I wish I had gap insurance, right? So the good thing about it is that I'm at the crib, I'm saving money, you know what I'm saying? I get to focus on different things like talking to Lauren about merchandise ideas. We're having these ideas and shit about the website and merch. So I can focus on that now. Versus if I'm having a car, I'm like, man, you know what? Let me take off early and go get drinks and go out somewhere. I don't need that. So everything right now, I'm like at a 5 and 6. Health-wise, fitness-wise, like at a 4. I'm not where I want to be at fitness and shit. You know what I'm saying? Physically. So I just think I'm not at a space where I'm like, man, you know, I'm happy. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. So I think ever since that day,
it's been like a trickle down effect, and it's like, all right, I'm trying to pick myself back up, because it's always the same minor setback for major comeback. It's always that same. So I mean, I'm not a 2, I'm not a 3, not a 1. So I'm gonna just say I'm at a 5 for me. Where you at, Lauren?
I was saying I'm at a. See, I was gonna say 8. I think I'm at a 7 because I feel like I have a long way to go, but at the same time, I feel like once I get there, I'm gonna still have a long way to go. Cause in my head, I always think 10 steps ahead. So I'm always, you know, trying to outdo myself in any aspect of my life. So I feel like I'm at a 7, but I feel like I'll never be at a 10. If that makes sense.
You said you'll never be at a 10?
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be at a 10.
Why?
Cause I always want better for myself. So when I reach that goal, I've already set the next goal.
Do y'all, what do you search for? Well, this is a question for both of y'all. Like, when it comes to you for yourself, what do y'all search for? Like, y'all searching for money?
Nah, money's not the thing for me, because I'm...
I think we all search for money.
Well, I don't think...
Well, I'm saying that, like, that's what satisfies... Like, what would make you get out of 10, do you believe?
Right now? Like, if somebody said, I can make all your wishes come true to get you out of 10, I would want...
My you shot? Tell me one thing.
What?
One thing. What's one thing that could make your life be great as fuck?
If I had my shot. Blake's Cakes. If Blake's Cakes had a shot. Okay. But then
how would that make you what does that set? What urge does that satisfy?
Well, if I was making enough, if Blake's Cakes had a shop and I was working there full time to be able to quit my job, that would be my.
So basically, you don't like your job.
I mean, I don't like working for people. Blake's. Period. But
so that would make you.
I mean, I just got a new job, so I mean, it's kind of hard to say about like it right now.
Would that make your life be a 10?
Well, no.
So what are you searching for?
Because then I want, like, a family.
What are you searching for?
A house.
What are you searching for? You got to give me one word, one thing. What are you searching for?
Success.
You think success would be enough?
Yeah.
I'm going to say happiness. I'm just going to go happiness for me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta be the richest guy in the world.
But define happiness.
Like she said, success. When it comes to, especially with this brand, building this from the ground up and seeing it evolve to what it can be. You know what I'm saying? Like, not gonna say a lot. Like, I didn't think we'll be here. If you told me, hey, 4 years ago, and you know what I'm saying, you're gonna start this podcast, and 4 years later it's gonna be Lauren and Rudy, you know, on a consistent basis, like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? The mindset was different. Mm-hmm. So as it evolves, you just seen it grow and grow, and it's like different stages of this shit. First is like young buck, just trying to get all people on the show, just trying to get people just talk. And then you got the stage now where it's, hey, co-host, everybody want a female co-host. Now they got a female voice. Now I got Rudy on, you know what I'm saying? So it's an evolve, you know what I'm saying? It evolves to eventually a website. Then you got people wearing your clothes, your merchandise, and then not everybody about, it's not all about me. You know what I'm saying? I was on the phone on Monday explaining to him. I say, man, look, what make me happy is I say, hey, man, I could at least, money could take some of this money from this shit right here, this brand. He could do his own thing. Rudy could do his own thing. Lauren could do her own thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about me. Hmm. Everybody get something out of it. So I'm not going to be gimme, 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 take. Nah. Because I always like to see people happy that's around me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Family, friends, everybody. That's what I always want to see. That's cool. So I'm not trying to. I don't care to be having billions and billions. It'd be cool to have as much money, but I just want to be I want to be good. I want to be solid. I want to wake up debt-free. I ain't got to have a lot of crazy bills to pay, no debt. You know what I'm saying? Just that when it comes to happiness. Money's not the end-all be-all. If money was the ultimate thing for me, then I would be depressed as hell right now and go back to my high school days and want to kill myself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's that mindset I had when I was a senior. I explained it already. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to go back to that if it was money. Because I'm willing to risk it all. I'm willing to put my own money down and be like, hey, I got to pay how much? All right, cool. If I got to be broke for 2 weeks, cool. Fuck it. It's been times where I've been negative for 2 whole weeks till I seen the next paycheck. And I'm still, nobody noticed. Still doing a podcast. You didn't even know as I was in that state. But happiness for me, dog, it's not all about money. So I think that was much needed for all of us, though, to check in. You know what I'm saying? Once every few months.
Yeah,
to check in.
Because mental health is really fucked up.
Y'all really think I need a therapist?
Yeah.
Why?
Hell yeah.
What? Yeah. Why?
Because it's necessary. I think. Have you ever been to a therapist?
Nope.
We're going to get one on the show, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
when I was in fourth grade.
Me too.
This we gonna do when we have that therapy.
That shit was probably, I ain't gonna lie to you, if I wouldn't have never win, I wouldn't probably be the person that you see today. I'm keep it real with you. And I only went to one. Can you imagine if I would have kept going to that shit? Yeah.
Oh, you only went to one session?
One session.
Me too.
And that shit changed my life. I swear to God.
I really want a life coach because I feel like I'm getting to the point in my life where I want so much, but I don't know how to attain it.
Okay. I didn't answer the question, but I'm going to answer it my damn self. Hopefully this will help you with this. I search for peace. I search for peace. Money, that shit only solves so much shit.
Yeah,
really and truly, more money, more problems.
Man.
Happiness, it comes with peace. Because once you know that you at peace with shit that you do, and you done, and whatever comes with whatever goes on, that's what happens, goddamn it, I'm cool with that shit, and I'm rocking. That's all you need. Peace is all you fucking need, because all the money, the riches, the women, that shit does not matter for shit.
Nah.
I've been to where motherfuckers used to call my phone at all, used to bang my line. You know what I'm saying? To the point to where no motherfuckers, nah, for real.
Race, nah, I'm not laughing. Yeah. Talking
about the. And then I got to the point where nobody called me. Then I got to the point to where some motherfuckers called me. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to the point to where I had a lot of money. I got to the point where I ain't have shit. I got to the point to where I had a girl. And I got to the point where I didn't. And everything come down to one thing, peace. Am I happy at the end of the night when I'm sitting my ass up in my rocking chair, doing whatever the fuck I do on my leisure time? Can I come in home and have a peace of mind of knowing, like, I am who I am at the end of the day? That's what I search for every single day. If I'm at peace, I'm good. If I'm not at peace, it's hell.
Well, I think when you put it that way, like, when I go home and I lay my head down, I'm at peace. But it's like I have goals. So like I have like a year goal, a 5 year goal, a 10 year goal. So that's why I say I'm at a 7. But like if I look at the position where I'm at now, I'm like, yeah.
Well, now when I say that, that's why I said, I mean, I'm not taking away from what you were saying. I was trying to get you to come down to what exactly were you looking for. Because you were saying I need this, I need that. No, what are you looking for? I said peace because I search for peace every single day. At the end of the day, if I'm not at peace, I'm not happy. If I'm not happy, I'm flipping this bitch upside down. Just because I need to be at peace for my peace of mind. If I got a peace of mind, I'm good. I can be broke as shit. And if I got peace, all right, because I know tomorrow I can get up off my ass and make a dollar. But if I'm... Nigga, I'm broke. I'm fucked up. I can't pay rent this month. I ain't gonna get shit done because I'm over here complaining and all this shit. But if I'm at peace, I'm like, all right. Yeah, devil, you got me today. But tomorrow, nigga, I'm on your ass. I'm good. Clearly, yeah. Because once your mind is in chaos, once you start putting your value in a dollar and shit like that, that dollar becomes so hard to attain. You ever like met this girl and you like, damn, she bad as a motherfucker.
Yep.
And you was like, man, I want her bad.
Yep.
I want her so bad, you putting her on a fucking pedestal. And what you doing is, you putting your mind outside of what the possibility is.
Right.
The possibility is you can actually get that girl. But you putting her so much value into this motherfucker, and she may not even like your ass. Just because you doing it, you acting weird and shit. Hell nah, be at peace. Alright, y'all see her. I'm gonna get her ass.
Yeah, that was the high school me. The high school me and the young me was like, yo, I'm gonna try my all to get that. But as I got older, I said, you know what? She don't know who the fuck I am. I always had that mindset. It's like, you know what? A girl denied me, or a girl I can't get. I said, all right, I'm gonna just focus on me and get my own shit and keep it rocking.
Because to be honest with you, even with Blake Cakes, you got it. Like, it ain't no question. It's all about how hard you want to go. And we've had this on. We ain't got to go too deep to this shit because we're gonna be here all day. But you got it. It's no fucking brainer. You can get your own storefront. It's just not how hard you want to go.
Well, it's a process too.
It's a process for sure, but you can get it. To be honest with you, if you actually put the energy in.
No, I've already put in things in motion. Even right the day that I left, I put something in motion. I don't like talking about it because I feel
The reason I'm saying is the last suspicious. Time you told me, you was like, I ain't taking that shit serious.
I never said that.
No.
That never came out of my mouth.
No, the thing was, we were saying to promote and market it more.
No,
and it was like,
I said, this is the reason why I do not promote outside of Instagram and word of mouth. Is because I already get bombarded with orders, right? That I can't even take. Sometimes I have to turn down orders, and I don't like turning down
it's
orders.
It's called expansion, baby girl.
That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to expand to a shop so that I can promote. Because if I promote right now, right? And let's say I get a huge order that I physically cannot do because it's only me, right?
That's why you start.
It's only my little small kitchen, but I don't feel comfortable letting people in my house like that.
You gotta get away from this shit or go rent a kitchen.
It's different with cakes though.
What do you mean?
Because I have a lot of supplies. So to be carrying my supplies in and out of that rental kitchen, that's a lot.
You can rent a motherfucker for, hey, we're gonna rent this bitch for days.
A shared kitchen?
Yeah.
I'm not doing a shared kitchen. I'm not sharing with strangers. Why would I leave a cake for a stranger to go tamper with and I cannot supervise?
You ain't gotta leave the fucking cake.
That's what I'm saying, taking the shit back and forth.
Man, you know black people did.
And I work a 9-to-5.
We'll talk. Cause I feel like you really underestimate this shit.
No, I'm not. I'm being realistic with myself because one thing about me, if I do something, I'm going to do it 100%. I'm not going to stick my baby toe in it and be like, ooh, is this going to work? No. If I'm in it, I'm jumping in. So I don't want to start something that I can't finish. So I don't want to put myself out there and be like, okay, everybody order. And then I get all these orders and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Can't do that. Nope. No. I'm going to do what I can now. Get my storefront because I'm at the point right now where I can get a storefront. It's just a process. It's not something that happens overnight. And then working on that promotion, getting employees so that I can focus more on promoting rather than having my being knee deep in some cake batter.
I still feel like it's a different way to go about it, but then we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. Yeah,
you need a fucking therapist. Next, we good now. We good, right?
Yeah,
Monday, how you mentally, nigga?
I'm like a 7, man.
You a 7?
Yeah, a 7.
Why just a 7?
Man, I would say 7 high side. I guess 7, like health wise, I'm 7, hold on, let me say. It's at a
I was telling health wise, I would say I'm more like a 9. Hmm. Like regular stuff, like 7, like health wise. I finally got back going to the doctor. For those that don't know, reason why I don't drink, I have AFib or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Atrial fibrillation. It's a heart arrhythmia. It causes your heart to beat too fast.
Mm.
So that's the reason why I don't drink. I don't drink no caffeine in it. Yeah. So even with the cardiologist, all that stuff is good. Wore the heart monitor for like 14 days. Everything good. But I would say 7 probably, cause like career wise, I've had quite a few interviews like within the past couple of months. Just haven't been able to quite break through the. It's like a cold, like just haven't been able to try, quite able to get through. So close though. I got people, you know, helping me out here and there. So.
Hey man, well, you know we here too.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk to Akil about his at home job, supposed to be getting that rolling too. So I have some coming in. So.
Hey, everything gonna work the fuck out. Oh, this shit gonna get the kick. This shit gonna get the kick.
Dude, all one day we all gonna be at a 10.
I'm never gonna be at
a 10. Yes, you will.
No.
Yes, you will. Stop it, man.
But I'm just saying, that's how I be thinking.
You will.
We're gonna be on it, though. All right, but last topic, though. I wanna touch on Rudy's favorite subject.
Why gotta be my favorite subject? Nigga, you the
because I see you, you know what's funny? Because I seen you post it first, and then that's when I reposted on Instagram. I said, oh shit. They taking off sex from OnlyFans.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Exactly. So I got it from you. I didn't know. So you sent an article earlier Monday about the backstory behind like what they're taking off. Like they taking off sex, obviously, but like it was an article you posted. What was in that article?
They had a whole lot of like the money that they actually made, I guess, from like content creators and stuff like that. And then they were saying, I gotta bring it up again.
I thought that they were trying to pitch to some investors, and the investors were
they were trying to like become more attractive to other investors because they didn't want to be connected with anything like pornography related and stuff like that. So they were trying to become more attractive to.
Oh my bad, y'all. This topic is another topic. My bad. Sorry. All right, keep going.
But that was essentially what they were talking about, and then they got into the money value of the.
Of the app?
Of the company itself. Yeah, actually, I got it here. The company generated a net revenue of about $375 million last year, according to some reporting company, Axios Report Thursday, which cited an investor day. OnlyFans expects to hit $1.2 billion revenue.
Jesus, that's all from porn, dog.
And $2.5 billion by 2022.
Are you fucking kidding? That's all from porn. Okay, honestly, 90% of the shit is from porn. You got probably a 5% from other shit.
How much do you think? How much do you think came from a kill ass?
But I ain't speaking shit. Shit. Twitter porn all day. Pornhub sometimes. To the point where it's at.
Here's the other thing I want to say.
That's gonna need a therapist. Part,
more than 300 OnlyFans created.
Yeah, you do need a porn therapist, bro. All
right, Monday, keep going.
More than 300 OnlyFans creators reportedly earn at least $1 million annually.
God damn.
That's what got me.
But I think you still can be nude. They say they're still gonna allow like nude photos.
I think what they're not gonna have is child porn. Well, they got underage porn. They got people. I seen that was one of the things too. I seen people, somebody reposted that was defending OnlyFans. Ha! I can still do my shit. They taking away people that's trying to do too much, like the crazy shit on there.
I think they're taking away porn, like people having sex on the app. But I think like.
Nude posing,
you'll still be able to do that.
I ain't gonna lie, I posted something. I was low key laughing at bitches because I was like, y'all hoes going back to McDonald's, back to the ghetto. You go. I was laughing because I felt like that was a shortcut for women, to be honest with you. I feel like, why would you just put your body on OnlyFans for anybody to see? And when you have kids, now these little motherfuckers gonna get made fun of because we just seen your mama on.
I think it was people willing to do that even before OnlyFans. There were women that were willing to do that before OnlyFans, and OnlyFans just provided them another platform to do it.
But you can't say that when OnlyFans became a thing, that didn't boost how many people was really doing it.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I'm talking about, we had like
there's women who are like, no, I will never do that. I don't care what the dollar amount is. But then there's women that are like,
Was a lot of women that I've heard say, I'm not doing no porn. And what the fuck happened?
Porn. Sucking. Fucking.
I'm talking about, I've seen, like, to the point, it's like one girl I went to school with, I was like, bro, what? You're not even like that. And she making bank on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, like, money, that OnlyFans only showed us that every woman has a price. And I feel like at this point, women, the worst thing that happened to women in this situation is OnlyFans, mainly because they started putting their value more into their body than their minds. And I feel like after this, if this is the case, if they do cancel OnlyFans, I think we're about to see a lot of bullshit go down.
As far as what?
Like, women are going to go do the lowest shit. I think you about to see a whole bunch of more porn stars. I think you about to see a lot of women, like, do shit out of disparity at this point. Because, shit, you got to keep the shit going. Not only are you doing this shit, employers are seeing this shit, whether you want to believe it or not. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Employers will look and see, like, yeah, bitch, you had OnlyFans. And don't think that your OnlyFans videos are not on the web forever.
That bitch is screen recorded.
That shit is on Reddit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know someone.
I watched them.
But I'm just saying, like, all this shit, like, this shit's going to affect you in ways that you don't even know. And then the fact that you don't have the thought process to say, damn, I'm going to have kids someday. Or I might have a child. And your excuse is, I do this for my child. No.
So.
No, bitch. You just doing this shit because you money hungry and you put a price on your body. So now what's the worst that you're going to do after this point? Because you're not going to be able to go back to your regular life. And that's just the truth.
You know, yeah, because you see that money going up so high, it's like girls doing bottle service. You got girls that say, I'm going to just do bottle service like 4 or 5 months until I graduate. But then they see that income, like, damn, I just paid off my monthly rent in just a weekend. Oh, I'm doing this. Now you got girls in it for like 9, 10 years. You know what I'm saying? They veterans, dog. They coaching other motherfuckers to hold bottles.
You about to see motherfuckers go mini vids and all kind of shit. Because I seen it on Twitter, that shit was trending.
I ain't going to lie to you. I think what's happening, and this is just me, I guess I ain't been out, you know, past 2 a.m. like that no more. But when it comes to strip clubs in Houston, I feel like that era, when we had the Lyrical Lord or Miracle Watch, that was like the attitude era. That was the best era. Now, I think OnlyFans killed that shit off. Like, I feel like OnlyFans killed strip clubs off a little bit.
Strip clubs about to be jumping.
It's going
to
be jumping back now.
Man, all these bitches got to get paid somehow, some way. And they going to be selling pussy at all.
Because you knew what OnlyFans did. It cut off the middleman. So they got all the money. So that's why I think, like, damn, you don't see that no more. So now, it's like, a girl did reply to me. She does OnlyFans. She was defending it. She was saying that, well, you know, a lot of girls out here, They can't get jobs because of X, Y, and Z, so they had to go to OnlyFans. I said,
well, you really ain't gonna get no job now.
So I'm like, man, there's plenty of jobs that
Blake cakes is hiring.
Yeah. She looking for other people to bake cakes for. If you have your kitchen, let her know.
I don't wish bad on nobody. I just, like, if we just keeping it real. But you just set yourself up for failure.
But you know that it's only funny to the people that don't have a backup plan. If you got a backup plan, it's like, fuck.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
But that's where people get offended. It's like, damn, because they ain't got the backup plan. You know what I'm saying? Now you got some girls, I go back doing taxes.
Nah, you know what they're going to start doing? Feet pages.
Yeah.
You're about to start doing feet pages.
They already might doing that.
There's some girls making bank. You're going to see all types of feet on OnlyFans.
But the concept behind OnlyFans is smart. You know,
for sure.
You could, because, I mean, I know, like, chefs who have, like, they put their recipes up on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And if you subscribe to them, you get access to the recipes.
Yeah. But like, what smart motherfucker say, you know what, I'm going to put my porn on
Yeah,
here.
I know. I don't.
In charge $100 a pop.
Yeah, and that was the fuck, because OnlyFans, the name behind it just messed it up, messed the rep up. Because if I said, hey, go to the podcast on OnlyFans, they're like, what the fuck? It just gave a bad stigma. Because OnlyFans is like Patreon. You know, yeah, it's the same shit.
They probably going to change their name.
They're going to have to, because OnlyFans got a bad name. Mm-hmm. They
probably going to rebrand.
They got to rebrand. You got to get away from that OnlyFans shit.
If there was like a slightly different part of the platform that they had put out recently. I can't remember the name.
Oh, Live? It was like OnlyFans Live or some shit like that? It was streaming.
It was like a streaming thing. Yeah, it was something that was going to be kind of sort of like YouTube in a way, where you almost have like your own channel type of thing. Right.
Yeah, it's some kind of streaming thing. And yeah. I think they wasn't going to be able to do it with the porn shit. Because women, they charge an outrageous numbers for that shit.
Stupid, right, dog? You basically putting
the dumb motherfuckers is out there paying for it.
Stupid. You got Pornhub, you got Twitter porn. Dummies.
No, go outside. Go outside. They haven't said this before. Go outside. Just go outside and go meet somebody.
Well, you got dating apps if you don't want to go outside initially.
Stop going on them too.
You got Instagram.
Stop going on dating apps, bro. Go outside and meet women.
Oh, it's COVID out here. Okay, I'm just playing. I'm just bullshit. I'm just playing.
Nigga, you had sex last night, huh?
Hey, man, they ain't supposed to know that.
Did you check and see if she had COVID?
No, she ain't got COVID.
How you know?
You swab. She a nurse. She gets checked. No, she's a nurse. She gets checked weekly. Yes, they do.
No.
Yes, they
You'd
do.
Be surprised.
Next subject. I don't give a
You'd
fuck.
You'd be surprised.
I ain't got COVID.
You might have it.
I might. You never know.
He eating ass.
He might. I ate her ass last night.
All right, next topic. It's finna go downhill. Jump over to the next topic.
Not that time.
Not that time. It's the last one, though. So
I was too drunk.
It's funny.
It's the
when
best time to eat ass, though.
What?
Drunk.
What, best sex? Come on, best sex, drunk sex?
He said that's the best time to eat ass is drunk.
So that means you ate ass drunk.
Next question.
You ate ass when you... Oh! You did.
Next question.
You did. Just admit it. Can you admit it? Yes or no?
Next question.
He did. My nigga. Thank you.
Next question.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, yes.
Next question.
You did it.
What's the next question?
Next topic.
My nigga. Yes. Oh, you finally joined the club.
Topic?
But nah. So. He did it. It's okay.
Y'all are ridiculous.
But. Nah, so I seen a girl put this post up. Now, mind you, it's nothing against white girls. I just don't prefer to date white women. But she made a post on her story, and she was just talking about how if my man ain't paying for my nails or buying me purses or bags, then he ain't my man. I'm like, all right, that's your preference, but like, you know, why just that? Materialistic shit. You don't want anything else? She was like, you know, I just think everybody have their own standards, yada, yada, yada. I just did a guy and X, Y, and Z. So I said, okay, you said your preference right now. But as a woman, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table as a woman for a man to be like, damn, she's different. I like her. Oh, my God, disrespectful. Don't ever ask a woman. I said, no, wait. That's not disrespectful. I didn't ask for your age. I didn't ask how much you weigh or none of that. I just asked as a woman, since you said you want your guys to buy you purses and fly you out and do all these things. That's not disrespectful. She ain't give me an answer, of course. Unfollow, bam, whatever. I don't care. If you go to Instagram, it's just basically, you know, a bunch of dot pictures. Really.
What did you expect, nigga?
Right. So.
She didn't have dot pictures.
Well, yeah. So, I asked, of course, Instagram made a poll. Majority of everybody said 75% was like, man, that's not rude at all. So, I'm going to ask everybody in here. For a man to ask a woman, what do she bring to the table? Is that rude if she's going to tell you that she has a certain standard and expectation? I know I'm not tripping.
No, it's not rude.
No, I don't think it's rude. But I kind of think that we know what a woman brings to the table just by her action. Like, that's how you know if the girl is really down or not. But, like, just little shit. Like, shit, she might fucking give you a massage or some shit. Like, make you lunch. Ask you how your day was. A lot of women just come to you and just be like, hey, I need this, I need that. And you're like, damn, bitch, I just met you 5 minutes ago.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But some women, hey, how was your day? Like, little shit like that shows you what she brings to the table. Me personally, peace, that's all I ask for. I can handle everything else. But if you can bring me peace, we rocking. You know what I'm saying? That's what my girl bring me now. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Little shit like that. Or like, if I do something for you and you just do something, you know what I'm saying, for me without me asking, like, that's amazing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, it's okay. Everyone, if I'm filling your tank up every fucking week, and 1 week you say, you know what, babe, I'm going to fill your tank up.
Yeah.
Damn, appreciate that. That's bringing something to the table.
Yeah.
If it's monetary, if she's looking for monetary gain, I would leave her ass where she stays.
Right.
Wherever she's standing at, leave her ass, because you already know where this, because you, anything you do with a woman, you got to keep doing that shit.
But yeah, that's you. There are men out there who want a woman like that.
Like what?
Who want them for their money.
Yeah, I mean, that's they ass. I'm talking,
I know,
about
some personally, and I think it's a controlling thing.
Of course.
But I mean, if it works for them, it works for them. Mm-hmm. I don't think if a woman, in your opinion, doesn't bring anything to the table, I don't think that's bad for her. It's just, it just wouldn't work for you, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
So
I think, like, that's, girl, I think that's toxic. I think that's a little,
I don't
toxic.
Think that's toxic, because it'll work for somebody. It won't work for you. It'll be toxic between y'all.
No, for sure. I agree with you 100%, but that doesn't automatically mean that person's situation is the best either. That means that we're not really getting to the nitty gritty of, like, me really fucking with you. Because a woman can sit here and say, hey, I like him because he pays for shit for me. And he might be cool with that, but at the same time, she's going to go fuck with this other nigga that's doing the same exact thing. And how many times do we see that shit happen? 9 times out of 10. 9 times out of 10, if a girl's in your pocket, she in a whole nother nigga pockets as well. Because once your pockets dry out, she needs something else to make sure that bitch spinning.
Oh.
I rarely see a woman, when a nigga is up, she fucking with him. When a nigga down, she's fucking with him. So that nigga might be sitting here saying, like, man, I'm really fucking with her, and she fucking with me because of my money, but shit, I fuck with her. And then what goes up must come down. That's the meaning of a real relationship, real love. Like, if I'm down and out, are you still going to be with me?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to be there, let that shit be known. And 9 out of 10, women don't. I think women, this goes back to even with the OnlyFans shit, if you're really keeping it real. The problem with women and just our generation in general, we're so invested in monetary gain that we'll do anything for it. Without saying, you know what, this is what I really need at the end of the day. Like, fuck the money, fuck all that other shit. What do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
What do you bring to the table? Not your pockets. What do you bring to the table? That's why I feel like that's an important conversation for any man in the world right now to have. What the fuck you bring to the table? Because it's something that's attracting you. I might be the ugliest nigga alive. But why the fuck are you fucking with me?
Right.
And how will I gain from this? Like, mm-hmm. I fuck with you. You're beautiful. But what else? And women are so fucked up mentally to the point that I don't think they even have enough value in themselves to know what they bring to the table.
Yeah.
Women don't know how to cook nowadays.
Okay, well, let's not generalize.
Women don't know how to clean nowadays.
Some women.
Thank you. Not all. I mean, my baby, she can cook, clean, all that good shit. So I'm fuck all the other shit. She, but I'm just saying in general, like, I would hate to be, like, I'm low key thankful that I'm in a relationship right now, because the women these days fucked up, and OnlyFans is showing that shit.
They ain't lying though. And then a lot of females so fucked up mentally that you're starting to see a switch now, how a lot of niggas starting to turn into bitches and a lot of women starting to turn into niggas now, hey, because of their mental. And you got a lot of them, it's like, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to just do, I've been fucked up mentally, so I'm going to just reverse it and I'm going to be a player. I'm going to fuck niggas over just because I've been fucked over mentally. You're starting to see that a lot with some women. Not all, but some. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the turn that we in. This is the generation we in. And I always thought that it was just our generation.
But then I'm going out to see older women. It's like, damn, they're doing this savage ass shit too. But it's like, damn, that's where we at now. So it is an important conversation to be like, you know, what do you bring? You have this expectation for us, for me as a man. So what do you bring, ma'am, to the table? What can I see that you do differently than any other woman? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a hard question for women to answer.
But I think it's a question that men need to answer too.
And we all we get
and
that
I've,
question.
And I've asked men that because, and I've had men tell me, oh, well, I make this much money, or I have this kind of job, or I drive this kind of car. And what do you bring to the table? I'm not asking for your car. I have a car. I have a job. I have a bank account.
I think like, you got to cut niggas some slack, because I think for years.
You ain't cutting women slack?
Y'all been gotten cutting slack for a long fucking time.
Okay, why do I need to cut men slack?
I think you need to cut men some slack sometime, because we're so used to having to be this that we sometimes don't even understand the true value of ourselves, just like y'all do. It's the facts. Like, okay, let's take Akil for example. Akil feels like sometimes he has to have a lot of fucking money to fuck with certain females.
Because those are the females that he's going after.
Agreed. But you know what? She has a point. Because it's the quality of bitches that you be having. But at the same time, I think like we all need to cut each other some slack. Put it like that. Agreed. I think we all should. Because I think that the misconception of y'all and the misconception of us, and we don't have the communication, I think that should be a conversation between two people when they start. What do you bring to the table? What are you expecting out of the situation? I think, yeah, I agree. I think that needs to be a conversation. You right. Because some motherfuckers, they just, like, niggas, they just don't even know, bro. Like, my nigga, you might be the coolest nigga alive, bro, but all you thinking about is how much money you got in your pocket.
And
she only gonna take it because, shit, what you gonna, she gonna turn down some money? Fuck no.
Because, like for my example, she need her nails done. A man could be driving a very nice car, could crash it, and it'd be gone. Oh. Then what?
Thanks.
You have a job.
It could be gone.
You could get fired tomorrow.
That's why I said, Rudy wasn't on this episode, but I remember I said it, one of the last one. I said, when everything is wiped away, the car, your money, Everybody, everything around you is gone. Who are you as a person? Because I referred it to a situation I had that same night. I was at a function when I told her my car, and the way she was acting towards me and trying to show in front of her friends, which was cool because she has this nice place, high rise, money, yada, 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 moved to Houston. You know what I'm saying? But not a lot of real friends around her. Everybody, they met off of Instagram. You know what I'm saying? They met each other off of apps. So, but for her to, she believes money buys happiness. So that's why I said, when everything and everyone's around is gone away, if you don't have nothing, who are you as a soul? Because that's, you can never buy a soul. You know what I'm saying? So that's the, and that's the one thing. And I think for me too, I'm going to just say this, is that I think this will be the, not to say the perfect time, but like, this will be a challenge and see what woman is at, where they at when it comes to me, because of where I'm at in my situation right now. Carlos, got an Uber places. Work from home job. I don't have my own place. Don't have all the money. So it's like, you might have some women to be like, hey, I can't
do it. Nah, if I was you, I ain't gonna lie to you, I wouldn't even be worried about
it. Exactly. I'm not. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not dating nobody right now.
I mean, if somebody come along and she accepts that, for sure, that's what you need to fuck with.
Right, exactly.
Just because
exactly.
The motherfucker that'll fuck with you at your lowest, is a motherfucker that need to be with you when you at your high.
Exactly. So yes, I'm saying, I'm not out. That's what I'm saying. That's right now. I'm not looking for that. I'm not searching for no date right now. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew, obviously. So I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying that will be some. If they can, like you said, they can accept somebody at their lowest. Oh, for sure, the high, because a car, anybody can lose a car. Anybody could lose a job. All that shit, like Lauren said. So it's just the materialistic things and what's important to you. So that's when it came to the girl that was on Instagram made the point about how she want a man to buy her nails and buy her bags and shit. I mean, that shit can come and go.